I love the expression, take time to sharpen the saw. I can't tell you how many times over the years that has really pounded home the point to people and to myself, because I've found many, many times I've been too busy driving to take time to get gas. I've often taken the approach of being efficient with people. You can't be efficient with people. You have to be effective with people. You can be efficient with things. Why? They have no power of choice, but not people. People have feelings. People have their own goals and values. So that's why it's so important that we take time to have a full approach to sharpening the saw. In fact, I believe literally that if you will spend 1 hour a day, which I did this morning, I did yesterday, I do every day. Well, not always. Sometimes I blow it. But usually, 1 hour a day in a 168-hour week, that's a total of 7 hours, will improve the quality, the productivity, the satisfaction of every other hour. Every relationship will be bettered because of it. Every decision will be better because of that 1 hour. And the hour must be a balanced hour. It must deal with all four parts of your nature. You have your body, you have your mind, you have your heart, and you have your spirit. The thing about this time management subject is that it embraces all four parts of our nature. Why? Because you decide where your body's going to be. Your mind takes control as the steering wheel of your life to decide what are the values, what are the priorities around which you're going to direct your body. Your heart means you're emotionally connected to those things. Those things matter to you. They're not some secondary thing that is just temporarily stimulating you. Your heart's energy is tied to that thinking, to those priorities. And your spirit has to do with your conscience, with your deepest sense of what is right and what is wrong and what is important. So this sharpening the saw, this process of taking time, of careful reflecting and planning, means so much to people. Don't miss it. Get the habit of it until you become addicted to it. It is the most powerful addiction I know. Do not neglect the daily sharpening of the saw so that you are in charge of your life. You are the creative force of your own life. You're not going to be, in a sense, the servant to all of the other forces that play upon your life and to this overlay of software which dictates your values and your goals over which you have no control. Do the same thing with your loved ones. Do the same thing with your team. Do the same thing after every meeting. Take time. Sharpen the saw. Remember the story. The person sawing down the tree and is having a hard time getting exhausted. And this wise sage person comes up and says, "What are you doing?" "Well, can't you see? I'm sawing this tree down. I can see that. I notice you're having a hard time. That must be difficult for you." "It is." "How long have you been doing it?" "3 hours. I'm exhausted." "Have you sharpened the saw?" "Oh, I'm so busy sawing. I've got to get so much more." Think about sharpening the saw. It is so obvious. But what, you know, is common sense is usually not common practice, except for you. Because you are the creative force of your own life. I affirm your value and your potential, hopefully clearly enough that you feel it inside yourself and it's exciting to you to realize I am not a product of my circumstances, of my conditions. I am a product of my decisions, my commitments, my priorities.